7.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Starting out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I am, as you are listening to this, on my way to Vancouver, British Columbia right now. I have been taking part in the Cambridge House Investment Conferences throughout Canada and the United States for probably longer than some of you have been around. Joe Martin is a very old and good friend of mine. He's the originator of Cambridge House. His two sons, Jeremy and Jay Martin, have become good friends of mine also. I have to tell you, as a bit of an endorsement, these guys do some, you know, I think a great job in terms of bringing together speakers, providing a fantastic educational forum for anyone who attends. They're doing this conference, which is tomorrow and Monday in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the Convention Center. I'll be trucking on down to the Palm Springs area to take part in their conference there in February, and then we're going to go on and probably take part in the conferences in Calgary, Toronto, and then certainly again in Vancouver in June. Been doing it for a long time. I've made an awful lot of good friends at these conferences, and it's a pleasure to take part in it. I have Jeremy Martin on the line with me right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the show that is starting tomorrow and running through Monday at the Vancouver Conference Center. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking some time, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for having me here, Al.
Hey, man, this is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. As you're saying, you know, it's a place to meet a lot of friends, and it's a place to make some good money, and it is a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the thing I like is it gives all of us the opportunity four or five times a year to get together and see each other, basically, you know, trade war stories, et cetera. Virtually all of the speakers at your conference are regular guests on our radio show and have been for, oh, gosh. I met Doug Casey, for example, back in 1982 in Boston, and Doug and his colleagues, Louis James, Marin Katusa, the rest of the folks are pretty much regular guests on our show. I've got nothing but time for Casey research. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you were telling me there's going to be a book signing event that Doug is going to be taking part in at the conference?
Yes, Doug Casey is going to be doing a signing of his new book, Totally Incorrect. He's going to be doing that out of the Casey Research booth both days of the show. They've also got a panel at the end of the show at 5:30 p.m. on a Monday where they're going to have the whole Casey team up there. And then talking about our Palm Springs show, actually, we're going to have John Malden, who's the latest bit of the Casey Research team as well. So he'll be down at that next show.
John Malden's an interesting guy. John is has not taken over, but is helping out a good friend of mine. They have a bit of an affiliation. The fellow's name is Grant Williams. Grant is the best newsletter writer out there. And I mean, and I have a lot of letter writers on our show, Jeremy, but I got to tell you, Grant is absolutely one of the most intelligent, insightful people I have ever met. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's also going to be at the show in Palm Springs, Indian Wells specifically, which is certainly a much nicer part of the Coachella Valley than Old Town Palm Springs. Having said that, let's talk a little bit about the show tomorrow. It's going to be at the Vancouver Convention Center, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's in the West Hall, which is the new side that they just built for the 2010 Olympics.
Going to make us walk through the rain, huh? Boy, I hope it's not raining down. I hope it's not raining Sunday and Monday is about all I can say. When I say us, I mean the speakers who will be coming from a couple of adjacent hotels. You know, you've got some really great speakers there. Let's talk a little bit about that. You want to give us a rundown?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've got about 50 speakers coming, ranging from all portions of the market in the sector. You know, everything from the oil and gas guys to the geos, to the fund managers, to the, guys who've been in the capital markets for a long time. Just to run off of, you know, a few yourself out, you'll be there. Individuals like John Kaiser, Bill Murphy of GATA, as you mentioned, Marin Katusa, and the Casey Research individuals. We've also got some great representation from the Sprott Asset Management Group, both John Embry and David Franklin over there. Both the Berries, Chris and Mike Berry, out of the East Coast of the States, are going to be there, along with a number of other individuals. Danielle Park, Jay Taylor, Frank Holmes, Keith Schaefer, just to name a few. The full list is at CambridgeHouse.com, but you know, these are individuals who really live and breathe these markets, live and breathe their publications and their work. And you really can't, you know, get in and listen to people who understand this market better.
Well, I want to throw in one thing here, and that is we've had your banner up on our website now for a couple, 3 weeks. So anybody who's listening and wants to get more information on this, just click on the banner. It is right on our homepage, top right-hand corner. You know, it's interesting. We're going to be doing some interviewing there also. We have interviews scheduled with Rick Rule, John Embry, and others. Certainly Bill Murphy from GATA is going to be there, and like to maybe perhaps get you and your brother there, and we can sit down and do an interview there. I'm also looking forward to, at the new Cambridge House Communication Center, I will be interviewed, and I think that's going to be an awful lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about that particular avenue that you guys are doing. You've got a great studio set up, and this is something that started just fairly recently, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, this is a project I took on last January, and it's something, you know, there's so much quality coming out of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the speakers are just phenomenal, and there's just too much happening not to try and capture it all. So we developed what we're calling Cambridge House Live. You can view it via our website or go to our YouTube channel or a number of other social media outlets.
Right.
So, you know, it's our opportunity to sit down with the speakers, get a secondary insight. We usually reflect a little bit on their workshops and their presentations and get a little bit of background in there about what they've been talking about. And then we're able to catch up with them periodically throughout the year at the various shows and really creates a nice relationship between us and the speakers, the analysts, and, you know, continued communication and presence to our audience as well. One of the other things we're actually going to be doing at this show, which we're very excited about, is live streaming one of the speaking halls. So we're not going to be doing the whole conference, but if people do want to see a portion of it, they can see the speakers at a speaking hall east. That's at cambridgehouse.com/live. Now, if you want to, you know, be a part of the workshops, get in there for the Q&A and see all the presentations, you do still have to come down to the conference. But, you know, I think at this day and age, the media and the ability to create greater distribution and the access to content is just so important. So, you know, we're really trying to do all we can to explore and make sure we capitalize on that area of the conference and that ability.
Well, I have to tell you one thing, and that is your dad had a great idea when he started Cambridge House. Oh, I can't tell you specifically how long ago it was, because I've been taking part for so long. You know, at his age and my age, my friend, memory is an interesting concept, or lack thereof, for lack of better term. But, you know, you guys do a great job, and it's really exciting for me to see the advances that Cambridge House is making under your direction and your brother Jay's direction, you know, and your very capable staff. Let's talk a little bit about some of the companies that are going to be exhibiting there and the value that you believe the companies add to the attendees.
Well, the companies are, you know, they're just as important as the speakers. I mean, this is the opportunity where you can get down and talk to them face to face. You know, I'm of a younger generation. I really believe in the internet. I really believe in the research and the due diligence you're able to do via the web. But when I make an investment decision, I want to look the guys in the eyes. I want to go down. I want to shake hands with the president. I want to get the inside from the GO. And that's the aspect that the companies bring that's, you know, really second to none. You can't get that, you know, anywhere else besides a trade show. And the fact that we have over 450 publicly trading companies down at this show, I mean, we've got 30% of the venture exchange under one roof here. It's really an unbelievable opportunity for anybody in and around the space. I mean, whether you're a prolific resource investor or not, this is this is an investment conference that you should be at. And there is a bit of diversity amongst the companies as well. They're not all solely base precious rare earth element resource based. There's a lot of other opportunities mixed in there as well.
You know, I have to tell you, I was speaking with Karen prior to you coming into the studio, and she was saying that so far you've got 7,000 people pre-registered for this thing. And I have to tell you, that is a great testament to the quality of your show. I know that your biggest shows are the ones in January, is the one in January that's coming up tomorrow, and also the one in June. Jeremy, I got to tell you, it's a real pleasure to be taking part in this, and virtually all of the guests on our show are also going to also take part, certainly, in your shows, and it's just, it's a pleasure to have that that parallel. Okay, you guys have an opportunity, if you're in the Vancouver, British Columbia area, come on down to the Vancouver Convention Center, say hi to Big Al, and look around the show. Going to be right back.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1690.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1732.06, $866.03 for a half ounce, or $433.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1732.06, $866.03, and $433.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, for all of you, again, I want to reiterate, for all of you who are going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia tomorrow and the next day, Cambridge House Gold Show is a good one, and Jeremy Martin is a very, very capable young man. He and his brother Jay are doing a great job kind of trying to grab the reins away from their father, Joe Martin, who started the show. But having said that, I'd love to say hello to all of you if you can come by. I got Pete Grandich on the line with me right now. Pete and I normally talk about macro issues. We talk about societal issues. We talk about issues of morality. But we're going to talk about a company right now. You know, a company that I think is, and please don't construe this as being investment advice, because it is not investment advice. Neither Peter nor I are investment advisors. And the president of the company, Bruce Braganolo, and his staff all happen to be very close friends of mine. So I am not even close to being arm's length in this case. A company that Pete knows pretty well, and I certainly also know very well, is a company called Timmins Gold. I have visited the San Francisco mine. We shot video down there before the mine was even put into production. I think it's one of the better situations out there. I say that because I know Bruce and Arturo personally, and the rest of the folks, again, as I said earlier, and they're running this, they're running that company in a very, very capable manner. I'm looking at a stock chart right now. The stock earlier, and when I say earlier, I mean, let's say in July of 2012, the stock dipped to somewhere around the $1.65 level. Today it's back up to close to $3. Pete, why do you like this company? Why do you continue to follow it?
Well, first of all, I have the same bias to begin with. Not only have I worked for the company for quite some time, but I have a lot of time for Bruce Braganolo, and one of the many reasons I do is, if you look at the start of Timmins Gold, it really was born during the financial crisis of 2008.
Yes, it was.
And to get a company almost from the start and become a significant producer and then withstand perhaps one of the worst bear markets in mining stocks and junior resource stocks in quite some time, and to make a new high at the end of last year through all that, certainly is a feat not many can accomplish. So I have a lot of time for when management is able to succeed when others aren't, and during most difficult times. But having said that, my personal view, and this is not anything that the company has suggested to me or anything, it's just my own objective advice despite my potential biases, and that is, they're going to either be acquired or have to be acquiring in the next 12 to 18 months. They really have done a great job. They're expanding their production. They still have a lot of exploration upside. And I think they are a candidate for a bigger company. And one of the ways to potentially stifle that is to go out and make acquisitions on your own. So, but it's a win-win situation. No matter what happens. Again, this is, you know, when I look back at last year, which was a very bad year for me personally, lost more money on paper and in actual losses than I ever thought as a young man I would have. The one and only real star that continued to do well during that time in my so-called stable of companies was Timmins. So I have a lot of time for it. Excellently run company. Again, just the only concern, if that is not even the right word, is that they can be an acquisition target and maybe never totally fulfill some of the upside that I know that they have. But I would not also be surprised to see them making an acquisition or two down the road as well.
You know, I've known Bruce for quite some time now. Bruce actually is responsible for the fact that Kathy and I even live where, you know, where we live. We live about an hour south of where Bruce and Pam live, south of Vancouver, British Columbia. And I consider him to be a really good friend. You know, and people like that are very important to me. And Bruce falls into that category for a number of reasons, not the least of which is he's very honest. He shares a lot of your characteristics, Pete, in the fact that he's got some very strong moral values, and I've never seen anybody work harder in my life. I've seen people work as hard as Bruce, but certainly not any harder. Everything that the company does is well thought out, calculated, etc., and it has been very, very beneficial for shareholders for as long as I have known the company. I agree with your assessment, but I want to clarify one thing. Your assessment is that they will either begin to take over other smaller entities with assets, or they will be taken over. I think that if they are taken over by a major company, and Timmins is very definitely starting to approach the specter, for lack of better terms, of being considered to be a major producer. But if they're taken over by a major producer, I think the shareholders, the potential for shareholder gain is huge.
Well, you know, the stock is still quite undervalued despite its run. It has gone into a consolidation phase after reaching its peak at the latter part of last year. I just think that's the normal thing. You know, like you said, it ran up when most were running backwards. But, again, this is just an observation. They're in an area of the world where a lot of people like to continue to work in Mexico. There's a lot of happenings there. You know, there's been some recent in the last few weeks, some major mergers and acquisitions, you know, not far from the map from where they are. And these are all the things, but these are all good things to be having. And, you know, one of the other things that this company has going for it is because it's been so successful when others haven't, it has the ears of major financiers, major analysts, et cetera, all because of the job they did while most others failed.
I think it's a really good point. You know, one thing that I want to kind of lay to rest here, by the way, is the fact that people are concerned about various parts of Mexico being not a great place for mining companies to exist. My personal experience in the area of the San Francisco mine, which is located between Hermosillo on the south, if I don't have my directions mixed up, and Magdalena on the north, is that the mine is located on a major highway. Point number one, all the infrastructure, you know, being a producer is definitely there. The communities are very, very much behind the operation because the operation is doing absolutely marvelous things in terms of providing employment, in terms of providing beneficial input to existing infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. So I have to say that when I was there, and that was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I was there with my daughter, my wife, and a number of other people, and I felt personally like I was in a very, very safe situation. Bruce and I have had that conversation numerous times. You know, you always have to be aware of risks in an area, whether you're walking in downtown Manhattan or whether you're walking at some point in Mexico or, for that matter, someplace in Vancouver, British Columbia. But I have to say that my personal experience in Mexico, certainly including the area of the San Francisco mine, has been one of a feeling of extreme security and extreme safety. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at this company. This is not investment advice. Neither Peter or I are registered investment advisors. We're simply telling you about a company that we have an interest in. Pete, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Pete Grandage is a very, very interesting guy. He is one of my favorite people in the world for two reasons. Number one, he's very, very bright. And number two, he's very, very principled. So hope you enjoy what he has to say. Pete is on our show on a quasi-regular basis, and I think he's a very, very valuable guest. Okay, Jeff and I are chatting right now a little bit about what our investment philosophies are. Jeff, as you know, is a dyed-in-the-wool libertarian, has been, you know, for quite some time. I am very definitely slipping into that camp. You all know that I'm very conservative, and I have to tell you, the more I follow politics on the Hill, the more I realize how really ridiculous a lot of what's going on is. But we're not here to talk about politics. We're here to talk about investing. Jeff, you know, my experience has been libertarians are typically very, very strong advocates of investing in hard assets. Am I correct?
Yeah, no question about it. And also, libertarians typically have a greater degree of distrust in the more mainstream markets because they have distrust of government generally.
Mm-hmm. They do. I do. You do, etc. I think the big government is really a fallacy, and that's one of the reasons that I have been active in the hard asset sector, because I'm not a real believer in conventional investing. I mean, yes, 25% of my assets are in the conventional sector because Kath and I believe in diversification, but, you know, 75% of our assets are in what I would definitely call hard assets. How about yourself, bud?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my approach more or less came from my father. And what he taught me was, first and foremost, is saving and investing at least 20% of your gross, not net income.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of the beginning. That's the mother's milk. And then beyond that, he was very conservative in his own approach and was fortunate enough to have the bulk of his investing years follow sort of the upward trajectory of America. You know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, when you could simply buy mutual funds, indexed mutual funds, rather than managed funds, and have them do quite well. So he had a very conservative approach, but it was a different era. So I tried for myself and for my family to apply a conservative approach, but more of a commodities-based outlook, you know, based off Jim Rogers' book, and obviously my years working for Congressman Paul and what I've learned about monetary policy, and really trying to short the dollar and hedge risk and diversify to the best that I can.
You know, I've had the opportunity to visit with Jim Rogers on a couple of occasions in a rather informal setting. Jim and I met for the first time in Frankfurt, Germany. He was speaking at a conference that I was also speaking at, and we sat down that evening, just he and I and Kathy, and chatted about investing. And this was back in probably 95 or 96 or so. And, you know, over a bottle or two of wine, some interesting comments come out. But Jim, who I think is one of the brightest and most successful investors out there, said, you know, he said, we're in a commodity bull market right now that, he said, I got to tell you, Al, he said, I think it's going to last until at least 2017. And this is why. And you know what? He was 100% right.
Sure, we've been in a commodities bull market, and we've also been in an era of unprecedented monetary inflation in terms of the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, you may not see that in the CPI, which most libertarians believe is calculated in a dishonest fashion to begin with, and that true inflation is much higher. See John Williams on that. But regardless of that, what we're really talking about from the Austrian perspective is the creation of new money and credit. And so all that inflation has to come out somewhere eventually in the economy. And what you don't want to have happen is be stuck holding a bunch of dollars. I'd much rather own stuff. And that's what really opened my eyes when I read Hot Commodities, the book that Jim Rogers wrote. Gosh, I want to say he wrote that in the early 2000s now. It's been about 10 years or so. And I think the whole cycle is going to last longer than he predicted in that book. But we're going to find out one way or the other.
Well, you know, I think you're right, and I think it could very well last longer. And the reason I say that is because I really, quite frankly, am looking for some really, really scary times, using a technical term, ahead from an economic standpoint. You know, and I know that the fellow who you're going to be interviewing in the next segment, the congressman, really pretty much feels the same way. And he, you know, he gives people some really hard numbers as to why he believes what he believes. Now, Ron Paul is, you know, I haven't known him as long as you have, but, you know, you introduced me to the congressman back in the 90s, and he is and has been for quite some time a real hard money advocate. And I have to tell you, he is the one who really got me even more passionate than I was prior to meeting him for hard assets. You know, I mean, I don't want to get specific on this, but basically, you know, where does he look for financial security?
Well, it's funny, Al. One of the things he hated about being a member of Congress is you're required to fill out a financial disclosure form every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that always made him very uncomfortable, because libertarians love privacy, right? But the good news is that financial disclosure form just requires that you sort of set ranges.
Mm-hmm.
You have to list an investment and then sort of set a range to the value of it. But yes, I mean, I think having met Ludwig von Mises very briefly in the 70s, it really got him started in learning about Austrianism. And that definitely influenced his stock and his investment portfolio. He put away a ton of money for his kids,
mm-hmm.
really helped all of his kids get through school without debt. And so he's always been very conservative and outside of sort of the NYSE or the S&P 500. He's always been more someone buying real estate in Texas, someone buying precious metals. And I know over the years he's owned some gold and silver mining stocks, but there's really nothing very exotic. It's more just been someone who had financial discipline and plotted away, you know, over many decades. There's no real secret.
You know, I got an interesting question for you, and that is, we had a listener, and I know you responded to this comment, but the listener said, you know, Austrians are crazy. Show me an Austrian, and I don't mean Austrian people, but I mean folks who follow the Austrian School of Economics. And he said, show me somebody who follows that particular philosophy, and I'll show you somebody who doesn't really have any money. There really aren't very many successful Austrians and economists. And I have to tell you, I take issue with that, but you know more than I do. What are your comments on that?
Well, that's funny. There's lots of people who've become very wealthy based on following the teachings of Austrianism, what the Austrian school tells us. But he's right, there aren't too many economists. It is a dismal science, and they tend to toil away in obscurity at universities. But shoot, you can just look at people like Jim Rogers and Peter Schiff, who have made lots of money by shorting the dollar and understanding the fundamental destructive nature of fiat currencies. So there's no shortage of people out there who got rich off of their knowledge of Austrianism and applying that knowledge. They may not go around espousing it, though. I mean, look at Goldman Sachs. Look at, look at gold investors around the world. You know, there's a difference between being an Austrian economist sort of philosophically or academically and being an investor who just applies some of the principles.
You know, I think that if anybody who listens to this show who isn't familiar with the Austrian School of Economics, you know, I think is really shorting themselves. I've got a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics. I have an MBA with an emphasis in finance and international trade. And I think the Austrian School, to me, is the only one that makes any sense. You know, and I have to tell you, I think the best website out there and the best place to learn more about this is Lou Rockwell's great site. Lou basically heads up the von Mises Institute, and anybody who has a desire to learn more about the Austrian school, you know, just go to lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com, and you can learn more and more about what that's all about. I mean, Lou's doing a great job down there. There's no question about that. Jeff, I know you're going to be back with a congressman to chat a little bit about his views on economics. Give us a quick preview.
Well, I'm going to be speaking with Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina, who is one of Ron Paul's best friends and closest confidants, and also a man who very bravely ultimately came out against the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, despite having Camp Lejeune in his district and many, many military families living in there. So it's an interesting story.
Well, it's very interesting because the military families who are in there continue to reelect this guy, as people in Texas kept reelecting your boss, Ron Paul, even though he was against farm subsidies. Hey, stick around. Jeff's going to wrap up the show with the congressman. Going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome in. This is the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Jeff Deist, your host, and I'm delighted today to have with us a man I've gotten to know a little bit over the last 10 or 12 years, Congressman Walter Jones, who represents a portion of the great state of North Carolina. For those of you familiar, I guess, Congressman, you call it Eastern North Carolina, and I know it includes the Outer Banks, which is a place my family and I like to visit on vacation. But he is a longtime friend and confidant of my old boss, Congressman Ron Paul. They've been friends for years. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. And in addition to the Outer Banks, where you and your family visited, I also have Camp Lejeune Marine Base and Cherry Point Marine Air Station.
That's right. And to my knowledge, Camp Lejeune has several tens of thousands of Marines, if I'm correct.
Yes, sir. It's a very large base, and it continues to grow with Marines and families, and it's one of the nicest bases in the country. And we have over 60,000 retired military in the 3rd District, which I represent.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. You know, you look back over not just the past couple months, but really the past couple years. It's been a very tough time in Congress. You know, we keep coming across these impasses. We have these tough votes, things like the fiscal cliff, the debt limit. You know, we recently had this tough vote on hurricane relief for victims of the Sandy hurricane. You know, and you put all this together, and it's not a fun time. It's not an amicable time in Washington by any stretch. But I'm just wondering, when you're in your district and you're talking to folks about all this debt and spending and fiscal cliff and tax policy, do you have a sense, do your constituents sort of consider the federal debt an abstraction, something that's almost too big to comprehend, or do they view it more as a pressing concern and they want you in there, you know, today coming up with sort of tangible, concrete approaches?
Jeff, it's a mixed bag, so to speak, meaning that there are some people that fully understand the threat to the national security of America, meaning the debt and the deficit, and then are not as aware. And I want to go back to the point you made about the recent vote on the fiscal cliff option, which I did not vote for. And this is what I'm going to share with your listeners, is that the bill that we voted on cut only $15 billion in spending, while it increased tax revenues by $620 billion. That is a 41-to-1 ratio of increase in spending versus spending cuts. This country cannot continue to go down this road. I agree with your former boss and a good friend of yours and mine, Ron Paul, that this nation, one of the biggest threats to America is not Al-Qaeda. It is the out-of-control spending in Washington, D.C.
Must be really tough for some of these freshman members. They're coming in at a time when, you know, their constituents have sent them there. Oftentimes, some of their constituents have a Tea Party flavor, and they've sent them there to make these tough cuts, but then they come up against Obama and a Democratic Senate. And, you know, being a congressman ain't what it used to be. It's not as, perhaps not the the club that they hoped it would be.
Well, Jeff, I can only speak from the House position. It is probably more stress than I've ever seen. And this is my 10th term, but those of us who asked to be here must always remember we were not drafted. We asked for the job. We asked for the privilege to represent the people, to do what is right to get this country moving in the correct direction. And I'm of the firm belief that the American people do understand that a debtor nation cannot continue to borrow money, and a debtor nation cannot continue to police the world. It is time for the Congress and the presidency to wake up to the facts that we are not a world leader. We cannot be when you owe money like we owe over $17 trillion in debt. And that's probably a lowball figure, to be honest with you.
Well, we certainly are a debtor nation. And part of that debt, certainly a portion of that $17 trillion, is the result of prosecuting two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last decade or so. You brought to our attention a couple of years ago a book by a couple of professors, including Joseph Stiglitz, called The $3 Trillion War, which attempts to get at what he calls the true cost of the Iraq conflict. So really what we've got in terms of additional debt from the Iraq and Afghanistan war may pale in comparison to our future spending on VA benefits and sort of revamping our military and our equipment. You know, you talk to a lot of military families. You have many, many military members, active duty and reserve in your district. Do you have a sense that they want us to stay the course in Iraq and Afghanistan, or do they think maybe it's time to start coming home?
The majority of the Marines who are active duty, who have been many times to Afghanistan, and also those who are retired who have been to Afghanistan, will say exactly what the former commandant of the Marine Corps, who's been my advisor for 3 years. You will change nothing in Afghanistan. History has proven every great nation that has gone there, from England to Russia and Alexander the Great, no one has ever changed Afghanistan. It is a culture that has been living the way they've lived for probably 1,000 years, and we're not going to change their thinking. And it is absolutely unfair to our military. It's unfair to the taxpayer to continue to spend an average of $24 million a day in Afghanistan. And here we are, Jeff, cutting programs for children and senior citizens in America because we cannot financially afford it. Well, how in the heck can we afford $24 million a day in Afghanistan? It is absolutely ridiculous. This nation, as Ron Paul would say, this nation needs to understand it better start taking care of itself and not worry about the rest of the world.
What concerns me is that some of these people, young men and women who come back from these conflicts, may only be in their 20s, and they have severe injuries, mental health problems. They may need expensive VA care for decades and decades to come. You know, how are we going to fund the care that they need?
Jeff, that was the point you made about the $3 trillion book by Joe Stiglitz, co-authored by Linda Belims. And that is primarily dealing with the injuries, primarily the PTSD and TBI from Iraq. If you factor in those coming back from Afghanistan, I've heard Joe Stiglitz say that he would change the title of the book from the $3 trillion to the $5 trillion war. This country is not prepared, Jeff, for what you're talking about. This country is not ready for the tsunami that is coming over the next 10 to 15 years, which will be taking care of the wounded, both physically and mentally, from Afghanistan and Iraq. It's not, we're not ready for it. We better be ready for it, but we're not. And when you see states cutting mental health programs, not all these people coming back who are going to need these services are going to stay in the military. They will eventually retire and go back to their towns, their cities, their communities. Will that state and that community be ready to take care of them? I don't know. I hope we will be, but right now we're not prepared to, quite frankly.
Right. You know, turning to the next couple of years, I got to ask in almost a selfish way, does it feel any different now that Ron's not around? I know you two spoke together and lunched together frequently.
No, absolutely. We miss the voice of Ron Paul, and I'm not in the Senate where his son is, but on the House side, we miss Ron Paul's leadership. There's no question about it. And his always being willing to take a stand when sometimes he was the only one taking the stand. But I have joined him in many ways, and especially as it deals with this war and the fact that we need to go back to the Constitution. I put in a resolution that would say that any president that decides to bomb another country without provocation can be impeached. And Ron Paul was on that resolution with me. I've reintroduced it this year in 2013, Jeff, because I want to get a hearing, I hope sometime this spring, on the issue of war powers and the role of Congress. Congress too many times has advocated its constitutional responsibility to a president, whether it be President Bush or President Obama. When Obama bombed Libya, there was no reason. Yes, Gaddafi was an evil man, but there are evil people all around the world. We can't bomb all of them.
Well, isn't that amazing? You know, usually politicians want to expand their power, but really the 20th and now 21st century are the history of a shrinking Congress. And I like to think that that's something that Ron Paul did in Congress, was not only bring attention to the folly of some of these wars, but also bring attention to the unconstitutional manner in which we've gotten involved with them. Isn't it a prerogative of the House, and isn't it essential that the people most directly accountable to the public through elections every 2 years be the ones who say whether or not young people go off to war for America?
Absolutely. That's why, again, I am for having a discussion in the committee, then hopefully a vote on the floor of the House, of the role of Congress. We for too long have just allowed any president, Democrat or Republican, to make these decisions without the influence and the input of Congress. That is wrong.
Well, Congressman, we wish you all the best going into this new term, and we wish the people in North Carolina that you represent all the best. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless America. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. Thanks again for listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.